Welcome back, my friend. Chef and a Fat Man live from Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center in beautiful Doraville, Georgia, just inside of 285 on 85. And, you know, we talked. I hope you all had a very safe and wonderful Thanksgiving. Did you all, I mean, Chef Eric, Franny, did you guys have, I'll start with Chef Eric first so we don't talk over each other. Chef Eric, did you, was Jeeves there or did he walk out?
What, at Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
If you mean Jeeves being me, because I cooked.
Oh, please.
What?
Well, I guess you would cook. Who served?
It was my daughter and I and Bob and.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if Jeeves, because
Renee.
And, well, of course, but Jeeves had told me that he was seriously considering walking out because the $80,000, the $80 that you were paying him was not enough.
Really?
Did you work that out?
Yeah, I worked all that out.
Okay, well, good. And Franny, I'm sure. I got to ask you first of all. Everybody's dying to know, Chef Eric.
Yes.
Was there foie gras on the Chef Eric table for Thanksgiving this year?
No.
But let me guess. Go ahead. Tell us, because the people with their nose up in the air want to know what you serve to compare to what they serve.
My Thanksgivings are very simple.
Oh, please.
It's either going to be a fried turkey that I do on that wearing.
Isn't that amazing?
Fryer. Yeah. You can do that inside. Or a filet mignon. It's high temperature. Seared, nice.
Wait a minute.
A filet mignon.
A filet mignon. Now, let me think this. This is Thanksgiving, right? Now, we're not talking about breakfast at your house.
Yeah.
We're talking about Thanksgiving, where we celebrate the heritage of the Indians and the Pilgrims coming together. Can you just imagine that conversation? Sacagawea, I would like my
filet mignon.
My ribeye or my
filet mignon
at 1:30 internal. So you had steak and everything.
You do know that they didn't actually eat turkey at the first,
I know,
quote unquote Thanksgiving, right?
Well, I know. I actually had the original recipe and it was nasty.
I had the original recipe in Corbin.
It was bear and,
oh God, there was some ground fowl. There was something.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was, but I actually had the original recipes and the original menu at the first Thanksgiving. And when you looked at it, you said, gee, I wish Chef Eric were here because filet mignon shirt beats bear.
You brought it over on the Mayfair with you, didn't you?
Anyway.
that was too easy not to take.
Well, Chef Francine, moving right along to you, what did you do at Casa Bryson for Thanksgiving?
Our Thanksgivings are pretty simple. It's just family and a few friends come over. There's always people shows up at my house. And we had just a normal traditional Southern. We had dressing, gravy, macaroni and cheese.
Giblet gravy, I hope.
Giblet gravy, of course.
Yeah.
Can't have anything else.
No.
Regular Southern sage-based dressing with homemade cornbread and turkey smoked on the Big Green Egg and just regular macaroni and cheese.
A little later, what we're going to do is we're going to give you a secret for your Christmas turkey or Christmas goose or any fowl. We're going to, because I got to tell you, I love crispy skin.
I do too.
I love it. The crispier, the better, without burning it. I've got a little tip to share with you how to crisp up the skin on your bird for Thanksgiving or your goose, any fowl. If you want crispier skin, the Fat Man's going to help a brother and sister out.
I'll tell you something to do with your crispy skin.
Don't tell me that. This
no,
is a family show.
It is family. Take a piece of warm cornbread.
Okay.
Smear it. Cut it in half.
Okay.
Smear it with a little bit of Duke's mayonnaise.
Helmets.
Put your crispy Duke's mayonnaise.
Thank you.
Exactly. Amen. See, I got some back over here. Duke's mayonnaise.
A lot
while,
of back.
So, while it's warm, a little bit of salt and pepper. Uh-huh. Take your crispy skin, lay it on your, and then put a little piece of cheese on top of it. Any kind of cheese you want. I like goat cheese, but any kind of cheese you want. And put the cornbread on top of that, and you got a sandwich.
Well,
cornbread and crispy skin.
There are different ways to do it. Different ways to do it, but that sounds good.
It is good.
Well, I'll take your word for it. But here's one thing that I can promise you. At Casa Jenkins, we had the traditional crispy turkey. But we do stuffing. It's part of my northern roots.
Mm-hmm.
and we stuff it with a cubed stuffing by Pepperidge Farm. And then I add some fresh mushrooms.
What's a cubed stuffing?
It's that stuff that comes in a bag, it's little squares of dried out
bread. Dried out bread.
Croutons.
That's
yeah,
it.
That's right.
Yes.
But anyway, it's seasoned, and I don't care what you snobatoriums do. I'm expected to take it from someone who serves filet mignon on Thanksgiving, please. Anyway, we had the stuffing. Then we had, to my stuffing, I add fresh shrooms, and I add real sweet Peruvian sweet onions. And how do I know? Because whenever I go looking for a bag of real sweet onions, if it doesn't say real sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
And it was, because I had them sent to me special from beautiful Reidsville, Georgia,
I gotta get
the
some
heart
more
of the Vidalia onion country. And then we had their traditional mashed spuds with giblet gravy. I, to the life of me, cannot understand how anybody can eat gravy without giblets at the holidays.
Well, a lot of
that's
people are scared of it. I mean, you
I
think
know
about it. People don't, a lot of people, and this isn't against any region whatsoever, a lot of people don't know how to make real giblet gravy because it's a very intense process. It's not simple to make real giblet gravy. It's intense. And a lot of, it scares a lot of people because it's organs.
It's not that intense.
What's
me
that? How do you not make that it?
How do you make yours?
Well, I take the liquid from the turkey,
mm-hmm,
and then I add, if I need to supplement it, depending on how juicy my 79-cent a pound turkey was, I take the juices and the drippings, and I add some stock to it, and then I like flour if I'm patient enough to stir the flour and get it going, and then I add my seasonings to the gravy, mm-hmm, and then I take the giblets, and I boil them in a stock with onions and onion skins. And I boil them until they're ready. Then I take them out, let them cool, and I take the stock that's left over from that, and I add it to the gravy. So you've got the dripping. How do you say it? Drippings.
Dripping.
I got the drippings, and then I got the liver and gizzard juice with the onions. I actually take all my leftover skins off the onions and the root ball. I just throw it all in there, and I let it cook down with a little salt, pepper, a little garlic, and I cook that down. Then I put the two together. Add the flour to thicken, cut my giblets, dice them up, and throw it in with a little onion. That's it. But it's not, I mean, it sounds more intense than it is. So how do you make yours?
Well, I start with sweet onions and celery, and I saute them with little bacon drippings. And
nice.
Then I cut up my organs, my heart, the liver, the
gizzard.
Before
you boil it?
Yep.
Before I boil it, I cut mine up. I saute it in the same bacon drippings with the vegetables.
Okay.
Then I add my flour, make my roux, and then add homemade chicken stock,
mm-hmm,
what I've used, the gravy, the drippings and everything off of the turkey. But yeah, is that how you do yours? You saute yours too, don't
absolutely
you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. There, for some reason, and I've done it both ways. This is not against anybody or any technique.
Well, it sounds like you're discriminating.
No, I think when you saute those organs, it brings out more flavor.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to work as hard to make the gravy. Because you think you're making a vat of gravy. Because people put gravy on turkey, they put it on the dressing, they put it on taters. I mean, I've smeared it over, corn
on
cob.
There's nothing like getting a whole big plate of leftovers and then just taking a big ladle.
Covered everything in gravy.
Of course, that's why I am affectionately known as the fat man, because I don't eat light even during the holidays, especially during the holidays. But anyway, tell you what, we've got a couple minutes remaining there, Bob. We're looking good. 2 minutes exactly. Chef Eric, what are you going to be doing today?
All right, so we're going to make a couple of things that you could make with some leftovers. So the first thing I'm going to make is what I call garbage bread. Now, whether or not you got leftovers or you just want a good breakfast the next morning,
uh-huh,
because you've maybe had a couple too many and you need a little grease to soak up the stuff, this is something that you could prepare in advance and then actually bake off that morning. And we're going to start with a couple of pizza doughs from pre-made from Publix.
Get into the details, what else are you going to do? I've got to have you two run down here.
So that pizza dough, inside that, we're going to toss in tater tots and eggs and bacon and sausage. And what else are we going to do? A couple other things, some cheese, a bunch of cheese. Roll it all up and then bake that out on the big green egg.
Okay.
And then the second recipe we're going to do is some little cups using tortillas.
Okay.
As the cup base. And those cups are going to have the leftover turkey, cranberry sauce, or a little lingonberry if you want, chorizo, sweet onions, brie, and a couple of other little surprises in there. Topped with some other cheese, yeah.
Do you know how many people in our listening audience are going to have tortillas sitting around the house, along with brie and Loganberry or Lingonberry?
A lot of tortillas around the house.
I don't know about your kitchen. Maybe at Casa Holdo you do. And Francine, quickly, what are you going to do? And let us know what your holiday fixings are going to be.
She's making tortillas.
I'm making tortillas.
You lying sack.
No, actually, the first thing I'm doing is I'm taking leftover pie. You always have a few pieces of pie left.
And
this is for people who have people that come and stay. And I'm taking just a plain, regular bread recipe, plain white bread recipe. We're going to stuff it with leftover crumble pie, roll it up, and make cinnamon rolls.
It all sounds good. More when we come back. Chef Eric is going to start it out. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating the good life, my friends. What better place than the Cordon Green, Dorville, Georgia. Back at you.